On Friday afternoon, the Albany County District Attorney's Office officially dropped misdemeanor sexual misconduct charges against former Governor Andrew Cuomo, following in the footsteps of law enforcement officials from the New York City suburbs who decided not to pursue charges against Cuomo, deciding there was not enough evidence to convict the former governor. In light of these actions, we wanted to consider what might come next for the once powerful leader of New York. Does he have a path to redemption? Does that path end with political office? To answer these questions and explain the dismissed charges in Albany County, we're joined by Politico New York Capitol reporter Bill Mahoney. Welcome back to the show, Bill.
Thanks for having me.
So, Bill, let's start our conversation by talking about the virtual court appearance that you covered on Friday. What was the charge that Cuomo was facing, and why did the Albany County District Attorney, David Soares, ultimately decide not to pursue a case against the governor?
These arose from allegations brought by former Cuomo staffer Brittany Commisso, who alleges that he groped her at a meeting at the Executive Mansion back in 2020. Those led to the one set of criminal charges that we saw brought against the governor after a year in which he's faced a long, long list of scandals and other allegations facing him. The Albany County Sheriff's Office brought a criminal complaint in October over this. That was kind of troubled from the beginning. Apparently, the court moved it before the sheriff was even prepared for this to happen and hadn't called the people he needed to call and was totally caught off guard when it began to move through the court system, because usually this takes a few days, weeks for the paperwork step to happen. But he said he was sandbagged that this moved so quickly. And it didn't take County District Attorney David Soares too long to start complaining about the way that this was brought. He said that there was evidence of an exculpatory nature that should have been included in the complaint and given to Cuomo's attorneys that was not included. So he raised some flags about the viability of this charge right from the get-go. Now, early last week, he made clear that he was not going to pursue this and was going to seek the dismissal. And he and the governor's attorney, or his attorneys working for him and the governor's attorneys, appeared virtually in an Albany City courthouse on Friday to make this official, and the judge let them go ahead.
And Soares essentially said that Commisso was, what, a credible witness, but that he didn't have a case that could theoretically convict the governor, that he couldn't hit that reasonable doubt standard. How does that sort of sentiment compare to what we heard from district attorneys in Nassau County and Westchester County, who also considered bringing forward some sort of charges, but ultimately decided not to?
That's the common theme we've heard through a lot of these. The Albany County District Attorney basically said all that the sheriff needed to file a criminal complaint was probable cause to think that there was a good chance that this stuff happened, while the prosecutors would need to prove that it happened beyond a reasonable doubt, which is a much higher threshold. And he basically said that, yeah, while Commisso was trustworthy, he had no reason to doubt the things that she was saying and she was very helpful. He did not have the evidence needed to prove that these allegations definitely were true.
And in light of the Nassau, Westchester, and Albany County District Attorneys deciding not to pursue criminal charges stemming from allegations of sexual misconduct against the governor, does the governor face any outstanding civil or criminal liabilities, as far as you're aware, with regards to allegations specifically of sexual misconduct and sexual misconduct only?
Most of what we've seen so far has begun to drop off, and we don't know everything that's being investigated. Prosecutors don't always advertise that they're considering bringing charges, so who knows what else is out there. But even in Albany County, this case that was dismissed on Friday, the district attorney made very clear that this does not close the door on civil liability, and that there could be a future case brought against Cuomo. And that very well could happen based on what we're hearing, but that remains to be seen, and we have no idea how long that would drag out or how that might play out. It's not even in the preliminary stages yet in terms of such a case.
And how has Governor Andrew Cuomo, either through his spokesman, Rich Azzopardi, or through his attorneys, responded to the various charges or being dropped or charges just simply not being filed ultimately?
They've definitely amped up their rhetoric in recent days, it seems. Like, they've always been out there saying that these are not credible, this was a hit job by Attorney General Tish James, and none of this should be trusted, but it definitely seems like they're ready to spike the football a bit more after the Albany case. We saw a statement from Cuomo spokesman Rich Azzopardi on Friday basically saying, we've bit our tongue more than we'd like, but that's not going to happen anymore. Stay tuned, quoting a famous pre-Pereira quote about investigating state government under Andrew Cuomo. And it remains to be seen what exactly they're going to do, if they're just going to hold more news conferences like they held in August, attacking his accusers and everything else, or if maybe this will turn into the start of some sort of comeback attempt.
Well, yeah, let's pivot to the possibility of a comeback, something that the New York Times wrote about in pretty extensive detail on Thursday. When you think about the electoral landscape, is there any sort of political comeback for Andrew Cuomo, with the understanding that we've seen politicians who've resigned from office try to make comebacks that were unsuccessful? Elliot Spitzer ran for citywide office in New York City and did not go anywhere. Anthony Weiner tried to run for mayor of New York City, and that was unsuccessful. So what sort of path, if any, do you see for Andrew Cuomo, specifically on an electoral front?
Well, I don't know. Historically, these haven't always been completely damning. We have seen a couple of state legislators in the past win re-election while under indictment for various things. Mm-hmm. And even the Anthony Weiner thing, which is relatively comparable in the grand scheme of things. Keep in mind, he spent most of the 2013 mayoral election leading in the polls and was doing pretty well until he had a whole new set of scandals to contend with. But had that new set of scandals not happened, then we could there's a not implausible chance we could be talking a week ago about Anthony Weiner handing power over to Eric Adams after wrapping up two terms in Gracie Mansion in New York City. So the door's not closed completely just based on past precedent. It's a little bit tricky for Cuomo, I think. He does have more money than anybody has ever had, really, running. Like, he's got $18 million right now, but that's not quite enough to run for governor, necessarily. Kathy Hochul could very well be right around that amount by the time that she files her new numbers in mid-January. And a gubernatorial race traditionally costs about $40 million to win if it's competitive. And at this point, I don't know who else is going to give that extra money to Andrew Cuomo. He's relied in the past on establishment support. And to get an extra $20 million or whatever he would need to go toe-to-toe with her financially, it seems like he would need to rely on a lot of people who have moved and sided with Kathy Hochul. And not just financially either, but if you look at Andrew Cuomo's track record, there are these Cuomo-sexuals out there who love him now who never existed in the past. But by and large, Cuomo's past paths to victory have relied on the fact that he's basically been able to corral the entire establishment of the state Democratic Party to get behind him and close the door on anybody else getting the support from any significant county parties or most unions or things like that. And most of the Democratic establishment has lined up behind him. At this point, they're moving very quickly. A lot of them already have to line up behind Kathy Hochul. And I just don't know who of his past supporters would go back to him. So he'd be left relying on whatever base of this Democratic electorate is now a Cuomo-sexual and stands with him and never left his side. But I don't think that's enough in itself. We're probably talking 25-30% at most. And beyond that, I just don't... It would be difficult to imagine how he would increase that percentage of the electorate, especially with everybody so eagerly and so happy to side with Kathy Hochul. Now, of course, we're talking about 2022. Mm-hmm. And who knows what happens in a few years. Maybe he'll run for another office. The last governor who was forced out over something before Spitzer, the only governor who's been impeached was William Sulzer. He went on to be elected to assembly. So maybe we can see Andrew Cuomo, a happy rank and file assembly member sitting in the chamber in a few years. I'm not sure if that's what he'd want.
Yeah.
But who knows? There's a congressional seats that always open up.
We're joking about him taking on a non-executive role, but having covered the governor in various capacities, I don't imagine this is something that he would ever want to do. You've been around even longer than I have. Could you imagine Andrew Cuomo serving in a non-executive role, being a team player, say, in a legislative body?
I don't think anybody would anticipate him to be a team player if he joined the assembly, and I don't think anybody would anticipate to see him smiling too much while sitting there grumbling about the message of necessity that Governor Hochul is delivering to the assembly for them to be up all night voting on the budget. But what else does he do with his life? I think that's the other side of the coin where, you know, we've seen past governors. Andrew's father, Mario Cuomo, went on to work at a law firm. He had a job where I don't know the full details of the job, but it seemed like he was more just the person who would show up to the law firm and bring a celebrity presence and help them recruit clients.
Yeah.
And I just can't picture Andrew Cuomo being any happier sitting in a corner office of some law firm calling up people being like, hey, join our law firm and come sign up with us and be our client. I just would picture him being more miserable away from the levers of power in government. So no matter what office, who knows what he'll run for. Maybe he'll run for attorney general and challenge Letitia James. It's not impossible.
Costs less money.
Costs a lot less money. And it seems likely that James will have a lot less money than Kathy Hochul will. So who knows? Maybe that's a different path. But I'm not saying I think he would win, because I think, once again, the rank and file of the Democratic establishment would move very solidly to James's corner in a James versus Cuomo primary. But more people still know his name than hers, and that's the first thing you need to do to pull off an upset, I guess.
And in terms of the logistics involved in trying to primary James, it seems like he would have to spend a good chunk of his money just paying people to go and collect the signatures that he would need to qualify for the primary, unless you think that he would actually be able to mobilize those Cuomosexuals and have them collecting signatures for him so he could actually qualify for the ballot.
That's not an implausible path. You need a lot of signatures to get on the ballot, basically thousands in most of the congressional districts in the state, so you would need a lot of volunteers. But 4 years ago, we saw Cynthia Nixon and Jumaane Williams rely on volunteers mostly to get their petitions gathered and get on the ballot, and they did so with ease. I don't know how many Cuomosexuals are out there that would knock on doors for him in a snowstorm in Buffalo in March to get his name on the ballot, but there's a lot of them on Twitter, at least, and if half of those people on Twitter are willing to do that, then who knows? He might be able to find the volunteer support needed to force his way onto a ballot somewhere.
Well, we've been speaking with Bill Mahoney. He is a Capitol reporter for Politico New York. Bill, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.